As Twayblade shot ahead, a rat tripped over some protruding tree roots in front of her. Before the creature could recover, she was upon him, dispatching him as he tried to rise. Tammo noted a weasel breaking off from the main body and slipping behind a hornbeam. Shooting off to one side, he watched the tree as his companions raced past it. Slowing his pace, Tammo came around the hornbeam. The weasel was smiling, thinking he had shaken off his pursuers. Turning to head east, he ran straight into Tammo. A look of surprise crossed the vermin's ugly face as he grabbed for the hatchet shoved through his belt, but too late. Tammo slew him with a single thrust. The chilling feeling took control of Tammo as he dashed to join the others, teeth chattering and limbs trembling uncontrollably. He sighted them up ahead. They were halted, retreating slowly. Rockjaw Grang saw him and called,
"Stay where they are, Tam. 'Tis bad swampland hereabouts."
Tammo walked forward another few paces until the ground became squishy, where he joined his companions. Farther out in the swamp, the remaining vermin had rushed heedlessly into a dangerous quagmire. Twayblade nodded in their direction.
"Nothing we can do about them now, chaps. Put up your weapons."
Horrified, Tammo stood watching. Nearly all 8 of the vermin were in over their waists. They shrieked and struggled, making the position worse for themselves, grabbing at one another as the bottomless ooze sucked them remorselessly down. One, a nimble ferret, pulled himself up onto a rotting log and managed to scramble along its length as his weight pushed it down. Behind him, his comrades, who had only their heads showing above the treacherous surface, yelled piteously to him,
"Wrinkle, help us, mate! Do something! Help us!"
But the ferret was intent on saving only his own skin. Hauling himself upright, he streaked the length of the sinking trunk, flinging his body forward in an amazing leap. He landed in some bushes where the ground became firmer and ran off, hop-skipping wildly until he was clear of the main swamp. Turning, he watched, as did the hares, the remaining vermin gurgle horribly as the muddy depths claimed them for its own. Seconds later, there was naught but a smooth grey-brown patch amid the green rotting vegetation to indicate where they had gone down. The ferret Wrinkle turned and shrugged. As he squelched his way off over the swamp's far side, Tammo noticed that he was twirling something. A sick feeling swept over the already trembling young hare, and he fell down on all fours. Pask was right beside him, wiping his face with some damp grass.
"Tam, what is it? Are you wounded?"
Tambo's face seemed to have aged several seasons as he fought to stop shaking, muttering words at the ground in front of him. Captain Twayblade assisted Pask to pull the shivering hare upright. She cocked an eyebrow at the younger creature.
"I say, can you make out what he's chattering on about, what?"
Tears began brimming in Pask Valerian's soft brown eyes.
"Oh, Captain, he said that ferret was carrying Russ's stick."
Twayblade sheathed her rapier, grim-faced.
"Come on, Rock, we'd best get back to the Major, post-haste. Stay with Tammo, young gal. Take your time bringing him back. We'll go ahead. If you see the others, tell them where we are."
The kindly Rockjaw Grang took off his tunic and draped it about Tammo's quivering shoulders. It was so large that it lapped his foot paws, but it was thick and warm.
"There thou goes, sunshine. Thee take it easy now,"
he said, patting Tammo's face.